the question was asked, what do you do about topics that don't interest you in the learning? So I think we have to divide this question a little bit. On the one hand, Chazal tell us, "En adam lomed lev in kom shelibo chafetz." A person should only learn things that interest them. So if you're interested in learning about the laws of prayer, it's going to be very hard for you to go to a class that's all about the laws of damages. That's not what interests you today. But you understand that a person cannot be fickle. He can't say, well, today I want to learn this, tomorrow I want to learn that. It doesn't work that way. And whatever you choose to learn is going to have those moments or those pages which capture your interest much less. So I think that part of the answer depends on the level a person's at. For beginners, I generally recommend try to go to classes where most of the class interests you, most of the topic interests you. There'll always be those moments or those days which are less interesting. Well, you can't have a winner every day. There's no topic that'll always interest you. And then you grin and bear it and you keep going. But the general gist of things should interest you. As you advance, you'll start focusing more on what you need to know, and that will interest you sometimes more and sometimes less, but sometimes you'll realize, hey, I got to know that. I got to know how to keep Shabbos. I'm not so interested in learning all the details of the laws of Shabbos, but I do have to know it. And then you start a balancing act, where you still try to keep the majority of your day learning what you enjoy, but you start taking times when you say, okay, I'll take a bite-sized section. I'll learn 5 minutes of the laws of Shabbos in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon, 5 minutes at night. As you mature in your learning and you connect more, so then the things that you don't enjoy usually are a little bit more palatable. Meaning when one is starting to learn, then very often the things that he doesn't enjoy are on the verge of being revolting to him. I remember I once gave a class in Halacha, and I started discussing the laws of the purity of the place where you pray, and that if a child has a full diaper, can you pray there? Can you make blessings there? And guys made faces at me and said, Rabbi, either you change the topic or we're leaving. I made a mistake. They were beginners, and they found it revolting to discuss such things. To my mind, you know, I'm so used to that being part of the halacha, I didn't even think about it that way. But to their mind, I came here to learn Torah. What are you talking to me about diapers for? It's not what I came here to hear. Right. Okay. So, I'm just saying, as a person advances, then he has a greater appreciation for what he's learning. And then he can also stretch that boundary a little bit more. He could say, okay, I'll learn 2 parts of the day what I enjoy, and 1 part of the day. He could take larger sections of learning what he really has to learn. We always recommend that a person try to keep his learning with what he enjoys. And when you have 2 options that are equal, then you got to go with what you enjoy. But sometimes you have no choice. You have to know the laws of Shabbos. You do like it, you don't like it, you have to know it. And that's when you have to find the compromises that work. Sometimes you have to work the other way. Let's say you decided you're going to learn the laws of blessings. And in the middle of the laws of blessings, you hit the section on diapers. And suddenly you don't like that, you don't want to read that. So then I would recommend go the other way. Meaning, don't nix everything you're learning. Don't say, okay, I'm leaving this, I'm not learning this now. But minimize that learning. Meaning, don't skip it entirely. Tell yourself, I'll learn 1 halacha here a day, or I'll learn 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, 1 at night, and I'll skip it for the rest of this learning section.
What do you consider learning a halacha?
Saying, let's say you're learning in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So you're learning the laws of blessings, and suddenly you hit this chapter. So I'd say, don't skip the chapter entirely. Tell yourself, if it's only possible, I'll learn 1 halacha a day in that chapter, and I'll skip that chapter and I'll keep moving forward. So that's a balance that I think works at this stage of the game.
Do you consider learning halacha meaning?
I just want to add one more point. The same idea applies to learning Gemara as well. You could choose a tractate you want to learn and suddenly hit a whole chapter you're not so interested in. So sometimes you could skip it and say, I'll get to it at the end. After I finish the rest of the tractate, then I'll have that drive to finish. So I'll do that chapter. Or you could say, I'll skip it and I'll do half a page a day. I'll do whatever, a few lines a day, and slowly I'll advance and conquer that chapter. And I'll also keep moving, which I have, by the way, in Rosh Hashanah. There are certain pages in Rosh Hashanah that always bog me down. Always, every time I reviewed, I don't know why. So I learned to skip them and fill them in at the end. I do it out of order. But it took me some time to learn that. Yes, you were saying.
If you consider learning the halakha, meaning that you completely understand it and learn like by heart,